what caught me quite by chance when I decided with a friend to start keeping bees was, and I'd not reckoned on it at all, was that this would become another obsession. And I thought, you know, maybe I'd write a poem about bees. But please come round if you want to. It was on the evening that we drove up onto Exmoor to collect the bees and take them from the farmer's nuke box, as they're called, into our hive. And we were waiting for the bees to return to the hive before we could do this. And I, just standing in this field, surrounded by bees, suddenly realised that, and tremendously excited by the change of speed and scale, which is very marked. Just very excited that this was kind of a possibility, a sort of way of extending the range of my sensory faculty outside the human sort of sense of the landscape. So it did indeed become an obsession. And on getting the hive back to where we live, I suddenly realized that this was in a way a sort of stage for the act of writing, and it was a sort of a real moment of focus for me, so that this was not so much about wandering through the landscape, but about being in the landscape, and that the bees themselves were a kind of instrument of dispersal and contraction that allowed me in a way to read a landscape outside my own senses. So I'll stop talking and I'll read some poems from the journal, which covers 2 years. 24th May, collecting the bees. I'd say it's toiling air, high up here, steep with bees, and the beacon sun burns, overlapping light close to sundown. Come to collect bees, our hive in parts, compound of fencing, stands of nucleus hives, nuke, new word. He just wears a veil, this farmer, no gloves, and lifts open a dribbly wax-clogged blackwood box. We, in our whites, mute with held breath, hello bees. Drops 4 frames into our silence. The air is like mica, ancient with thin flecks, distance viewed through a filter of thousands. I am observed. Each box has the pulsar of its source. Porous with eyes, we wait in the spinning sun. The light is Medusa, sugar of frayed threads, a mesh, a warp field, all the skin of our heads.